And he allowed the archangel to betray him, then he created the world.
为什么人被造的时候是六天最后一天?
Why was humanity created last among the 6 days?
最后的创造呢?
The last creation.
圣经里面的次序先后, 有很重要的神学史我们要了解。
The order in the Bible has important theological significance.
人被造是在撒旦背叛之后。
Humanity is created after the betrayal of Satan.
神与撒旦都存在以后。
After God and Satan both exist,
上帝才创造人的存在,
then man was created.
人被造在神与撒旦的中间,
so we are created between God and Satan.
乃是要叫世人站在中立的地位, 背叛撒旦, 来符合上帝, 顺从上帝的旨意。
So that humanity will stand in the middle and oppose Satan and obey God.
奥古斯丁是所有神学家里面 很有创思、很有原先思想的original thinking.
Among the theologian, Augustine was most original.
因为他说多少人要被救赎呢?
He said, "How many people will be saved?"
为什么圣经说得救的人满足了呢?
Why did the Bible say the number of people who save is up?
很有兴趣去探讨 得救的人的数目到底有多少呢?
He was interested to find out how many will actually be saved.
竟然想起了没有人想过的事情。
And he think about things that people don't.
多少天使背叛上帝, 上帝要多少人来补满那个数目。
He proposed that the number of angels that betray God is the same number as the saved.
加文可能不能同意这个事情。
John Calvin may not agree.
加文绝对不从这些 找到他理论的根基。
He will not find his reasoning from philosophy.
加文的 foundation is only the Bible.
John Calvin is based only on the Bible.
所以他的 Institute of Christian Religion 有6000多次引用圣经。
And so in his Institute of Christian Religion, he quoted the Bible 6,000 over times.
引用的时候连最偏僻的, 最没有人注意到的, 最难了解他的引用, 来佐证他的理论。
Including verses from very obscure places for himself.
所以呢, 加文比马丁路德, 比奥古斯丁更伟大。
So John Calvin is greater than Augustine or Martin Luther.
因为从归正的思想来看,
from Reformed theology,
没有人比他更忠于圣经。
No one is more faithful to the Bible than Calvin.
没有人比他更细读圣经。
No one knows the Bible as well as he did.
没有人比他更贯彻始终应用圣经几百年来完全 没有一点漏洞。
And no one would use the Bible consistently as he did for hundreds of years.
这是我们学习圣经的人应当好好思想、好好效法的一个对象。
All of us as students of the Bible need to follow this example.
我们今天再讲了。
I'm saying again.
上帝等撒旦背叛以后创造了人类。
God created humanity after the betrayal of Satan.
被造一个中介的地位。
And so man is created right in the middle.
人被造在生与死的中间。
Between life and death.
人被造善与恶的中间。
Between good and evil.
人被造在光与暗的中间。
Between light and darkness.
人被造在暂时与永恒的中间。
Between the temporal and eternity.
人也被造在神与魔鬼的中间。
And between God and Satan.
这一个中介地位是一个危机的创造。
This intermediate position is a position of crisis.
Intermediate position is crucial, is dangerous, but it's very meaningful, 很有意义的中介地位。
But of most significance and meaning.
神要我们拒绝撒旦。
God wants us to reject Satan,
顺服上帝。
And obey him.
叫我们成为中介地位的见证人。
That we be the witness in the neutral zone.
全本旧约,
from the whole of the Old Testament,
到全本新约,
to the New Testament.
见证不是一个侍奉。
A witness is not a ministry.
见证不是一个理论,
or a theory.
见证更不是台上的一种这个我们的演讲,
and not just speaking from the pulpit.
见证是一个特殊的地位。
A witness is a special positioning.
You should be my witness.
你将成为我的见证,
见证人,
a witness.
见证人是位分,
it is a position.
见证人是人格,
about your character.
见证人的责任就是不可以偏向邪恶, 一定要为真理做见证。
Your responsibility is not to lean towards evil but bear witness for the truth.
希腊的 Xenophonus 讲一句话,
the Greek Xenophonus says,
the nature grant us with 2 ears, 2 eyes, and 2 holes in nose, but only 1 mouth.
自然给了我们两只眼睛、两个耳朵、两个鼻孔，只有一张嘴。
Is let us to bear the witness for the truth.
让我们成为真理的见证。他讲原来的话是说,
the nature grant us with 2 ears and 2 eyes, but only 1 mouth, so that we should talk less than what we see and what we hear.
这样子一来的话，你讲的应该比你听的还要少。
但是圣经耶稣基督说
，But Jesus Christ said，
是就说是
，Yeah, your yes be yes，
不是就说不是
，No be no。
你若是多说，是出于撒旦的。
Anything more comes from evil。
所以我把它改成 ，God created us with two ears and two eyes, but only one mouth, so that we should be only the witness for the truth.Nothing else.
所以我们只要为真理做见证，其他的都不是。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我们把见证的地位站稳的时候
，When we stand firm as a witness，
把我们的真理的这个见证讲出来以后
，And then we speak of the truth as a witness，
真正达到了神创造人的地位。
We would have fulfilled the purpose of God's creation.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
要记得你活着不是为钱。
Remember that you do not live for money.
你活着不是为情欲
，not for your desires，
或者不是为了权柄、利害关系。
You do not live for power。
刚才所提的这四件事，根据这个非洲一个总统 Nkrumah， 他说这四件事是引起世界大战的真正原因。
The African president Nkrumah says that these four things are the reason why there's war。
人为权柄而争
，for power；
人为钱财而争
，for money。
人为名利而争
，for fame；
人为女人而争
，and for women。
但是圣经说，我们或者不是为这四件事情。
The Bible says we do not live for all these four things。
或者是为上帝的见证。
We live as a witness for God。
能见证上帝的时候
，when we can witness for God，
或者具有意义。
Our life and purpose。
如果我们没有办法见证上帝
，if we cannot witness for Him，
我们可生可死就没有什么价值。
Our life and death has no meaning。
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God。
所以基督徒记得你是见证人。
Christians remember your witness。
我如果问你二十世纪最伟大的传道人是谁呢
？If I ask you 20th century the greatest preacher who is he？
很多人会说是 Billy Graham。
People say it's Billy Graham。
他破了记录，在历史上没有人传道。听众比他更多的。
He holds the record as having the most listeners.
我会反对。
About
object. 我认为二十世纪最伟大的传道人之一就是王明道。
I say that one of the most important will be Reverend Wang Mingdao.
王明道已经成为二十世纪最忠心、最勇敢、最持守的见证人。
In the 20th century, he's the most loyal, most courageous witness.
Amen.感谢上帝。虽然他曾经有软弱，像彼得否认过主。
Although he was weak like Peter denied the Lord before。
圣经告诉我们，人伟大的地方不是他的弱点，那是他从怎么样弱点站起来，继续为主做见证。这是人伟大的地方。
But the Bible says the greatness is not in your weakness, but how you recover from your weakness to bear witness。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
你可以想象王明道抓住一根的木头，后面是粪缸。后面是这个一体流水很可怕的地方，他在那里大便二十多年嘛。
You can imagine that Wang Mingdao is holding on to a piece of wood, and at the back is a pool of feces.
年老的时候没有力量，一放松他就掉在后面里面去。
And if you have no strength, he will fall backward into the pool of human waste.
绝对不要离开主给他的使命。
But he has never abandoned the mission God has given to him.
绝对不要忘记神给他的责任。
And forget the responsibility that God has given to him.
我常常对我的同工说
，I always say to my coworkers,
印尼的文化是中世界里面次要的文化。
Indonesian culture is considered secondary in the world.
中国的文化是世界最重要的文化。
The Chinese culture, on the other hand, is a major culture.
上帝不使印度的教会大大复兴。
God did not allow India churches to grow.
上帝使中国的教会大大复兴。
But Chinese churches are reviving.
这个影响全世界。
For it will influence the whole earth.
现在全中国的基督徒1.24亿。
There are 124 million Christians in China today.
其中有五分之一的人决定走归正的路线。
1/5 are reformed.
你以为这是简单的事情吗
？Is this an easy thing to do?
我告诉你，再过35年以后
，35 years later，
到了2050年的时候
，By the year 2050，
中国的人口要超过2.5亿。
The Chinese population will surpass
250 million.
Christian, 250 million.
那个时候，全世界最多基督徒的国家就在中国。
It will be the country with the most Christian in the world.
所以，如果今天你记得这些话
，If you remember all these words,
你深知道你的责任
，and you will know your responsibility,
我请求你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要怕世界的王子。
Do not be afraid of prince of the world.
因为他们只有口中还一点气息，神让他活一些时候。
It is God who lift them, give them even a breath of life.
时间到了，上帝把这口气拿走，他们就离开世界。
When the time comes out and God retrieves the breath, they will die.
原来你所怕的是只有活几十年的人。
You are afraid of someone who will live for a few decades only.
你所背叛的是永永远远坐在宝座上的上帝。
And you betray the God.Who is on his throne forevermore?
求主赦免我们。
May God forgive us all.
赦免我们软弱的罪。
That we are weak.
赦免我们惧怕的罪。
That we are afraid.
我们不记得我们的上帝是万军之耶和华。
We have forgotten that he is the Lord of hosts.
我们只在蛇与撒旦的中间为上帝做见证的勇士。